Another year brings new and old faces together for the common goal of striving for academic and athletic excellence. The Hawaii Sports Radio Network on 95.1 FM and AM 760 in conjunction with Hawaii Pacific University proudly presents Sharks Weekly, a deep dive into HPU athletics and who are this week's standout performers. Which program is making a splash in the classroom, community, and on the field? What are the upcoming schedules? All these questions answered and more. Coming live from the HPU Esports Arena, powered by DSC Hawaii, on the Hawaii Pacific University campus at Aloha Tower Marketplace. Here's your host, Hawaii Pacific University's Vice President and Chief Marketing Communications Officer, Jeffrey Rich.
Aloha, Sharks Nation. We are once again live here at HPU's fabulous eSports Arena here on the campus of Hawaii Pacific University at Aloha Tower Marketplace. And today is our last show of the season. Kind of a sad day, but a happy day, given the guests we've got in studio. But we are going to be on hiatus through the summer and then back on air as we head into the new academic year next fall. You know, it's been a wonderful year of conversations with HPU sports programs, coaches, student athletes, and administrators, as well as a few special guests we've had this year. I'd like to give a big shout out and a thank you to the HPU Athletics Department for their commitment and support to the program. A big special thanks to HPU's Executive Athletic Director, Debbie Snell, and a big thank you to our in-studio producer, Mr. Paul Breck. Paul, this is it. This is the last show of the season. Are you excited?
Yes and no. You know, I always enjoy learning more about these wonderful HPU athletes. And this year, you mentioned it, we've had a ton of awesome shows, whether it be the softball gals coming on and kind of giving a little bit of junk to the baseball boys, men's basketball enjoying a phenomenal season. Overall, we've had a ton of really fun shows. I mean, golf is always a fun time
Live at the PacWest. Well, we wouldn't air live, but we were live with the players at the PacWest Golf Finals last week out on the Big Island. That was fun.
Just overall, it has been an incredibly fun year, learning once again about a ton of different athletes from a ton of different walks of life, and a bunch of different programs here at HPU and a bunch of different sports that the Sharks offer.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely been a fun year, and we've had amazing conversations. I love the rivalries episode we did with the producer of the series, Shane Bissett, and head tennis coach Hendrik Bode. Man, that was interesting to learn about how they produced that show and all the great rivalries that they've chronicled. The episode with SAC president Tucker Palicchio, that was awesome. He did an amazing job. It's been a great year. But we are excited to wrap up the year here with HPU Beach Volleyball, just coming off of its inaugural season. So let's jump into it. So today we have our returning contestant. He's been with us a few times now, head coach Jenik Tumineng, and hailing from San Diego, California, senior Kylie Como. And from my, I hope I'm, is it Tyrone or Tyrone, Georgia?
Tyrone.
Tyrone, Georgia. We have sophomore Lindsay Tapp. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Your season's not over yet.
No, we got a good weekend to look forward to.
Big weekend, playing Chaminade Saturday and Sunday. I think you've got Queens Beach, is it Saturday? And then you're on on their turf Sunday?
No, we're both at Queens Beach.
Oh, Queens Beach both days.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, it's been your first season, a bit of a tough season on the records side. You guys are 0-6, but you've got a chance to knock two straight wins off here this weekend. So how are you feeling?
I think we're saving the best for last, you know, and we're just kind of excited to compete out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jenik, from your point of view, you know, you transitioned this year. You're the hardcore coach for HPU and had enormous success and built a culture of excellence in that program. And you're just getting things kind of rolling here in this first season with beach volleyball. But when you look back at the season, you know, what were some of the highlights for you?
Yeah, I'm real glad that it started off because seeing our girls just being out there and just enjoying not only the game itself, but a new game for most of them playing in the beach, you know, and it just kind of brings that camaraderie among each other. And there's other things besides indoor volleyball that, you know, can help out their things in life.
For sure. But it's a great sport, you know, and it's a sport that you can play well late into life with adult leagues. And I was mentioning earlier, I played a little beach volleyball myself, one of my favorite things to do, although I'm terrible. let's bring our student athletes into the conversation. So Kylie and Lindsay, you know, you guys you're on both teams. You're on the hardcore team and the beach team. What are some of the differences in playing in both venues? And maybe you can kick us off, Kylie.
I think for me the main difference is, like, I'm a libero indoor, so I'm never hitting. I'm always digging balls, like, serve receiving. But in beach, like, it's made me have to think offensively and, like, hit the ball and do all the things I wouldn't normally do. So it was a big transition and definitely a physical change. Like, running in the beach is way harder than just running on the court. So it was definitely a physical endurance thing for me.
Now, had you played a lot of beach volleyball before this year?
Yeah, I had played in high school, but when I went off to college, I stopped playing. So it was a good 4 years that I hadn't played beach. So
okay. was it a high school formal sport, or was it just recreational?
Yeah, we had it at my high school, and then also like a summer like club league, okay, sort of thing. So I know like how to play. It's just like doing it again was really hard.
Yep. Wow. So, yeah. What about you, Lindsay? How about your transition from hardcore to beach?
Sort of to go off what Kylie said, it was you get a lot more touches and you do everything instead of just like the one position you're sort of trained to do in indoor. And also just the physical aspect of running and jumping in the sand, which just makes it a lot harder. And it forces you to be a lot more like crafty with shots or hitting spots or going over on two. So it's just a lot of that extra mental work that you don't really have to think in indoor volleyball. But I also sort of played a little bit in high school, like over the summers, but not super competitively. So I had a little bit of experience with that, but definitely learning a lot more now.
And do you have a favorite? Do you like one now over the other?
I definitely still enjoy indoor volleyball.
Okay.
But outdoor is a lot of fun, or beach volleyball is still a lot of fun. It's just something new, and I'm learning something new, so I'm sure once I get a little bit better at it, I'll start to enjoy it a lot more.
Yep. What about you? Do you have a favorite, Kylie?
Yeah, for me, it's indoor, too.
Okay.
I feel like I can be a lot more competitive indoor, and it's kind of like, it's what I'm good at, and beach is like, it's a lot of learning curves for me, like what to do in certain situations and like how to play like with a partner. It was a lot of challenges.
Well, you were mentioning earlier, you know, specializing in digging, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I imagine that you can be a little bit more sort of free in your body movements and throwing yourself around on the beach without fear of injury versus indoor on the court.
Yeah, the landing is definitely easier, but the reading is a lot harder and getting to the ball is a lot harder to do than indoor for me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a fantastic sport, and we're so excited that HBU has moved into this arena and built the program. And, you know, again, not a great season record-wise, but, you know, first season out of the gate, you guys had played Chaminade quite a bit this year, and you got your last two games. Shenick, you were telling me earlier that there was, you know, getting the season put together and the schedule put together, you didn't have as much of an opportunity to build games into other areas in the country, the mainland, for example.
We got the approval late, so when reaching out to other universities, especially in the Southern California area, to see if we could squeeze into their schedule, it was tough. I mean, you know, we wanted to make a trip that would be worthwhile, and if we could spend, you know, 4 or 3 days there or something like that to get at least good 3 matches dates wise. That would have been great, but it was just hard to kind of put it in place.
So next year,
we're really looking at it to do one trip and maybe get, you know, 3 or 4 dates in there, to at least half of our minimums can be met, and hopefully other schools would generally love to come to Hawaii to compete. So
I imagine they would.
Yeah.
So you didn't play a lot of, you know, schools on the West Coast, like you had said this year. But when you do play them next year, are most of those games going to be, like, if you're playing California schools, on, you know, on beaches along the coast, or are they on campus, or how?
Some of the programs there, they have their facilities as well.
Okay.
And generally, they're probably going to have to get their approvals to get there as well, kind
okay.
of thing. So that's always a tough part to schedule, because when we're trying to get a specific date, they're saying that facility isn't available or so.
Well, I don't know. If it were me, I would be targeting the schools that play on beaches in California
and
make it just a tour of the West Coast, you know, beach bonanza.
That'd be good.
That would be awesome. Wow. So, you know, what were, you know, some of the when you think back through the season, you know, highlights and obviously the record wasn't mm-hmm. what you wanted it to be, but what were you happy and proud about?
The I'm really proud of is that when we first got on the sand and touch ball, you could tell we really needed a lot of work. But as we continued to go out there and do the work, you could see good improvements. The biggest challenge I had was pairing them up.
Okay.
Who could be the two pairs that would complement each other? So that was the challenging of my staff and who to mix up with. You know,
how many players on the team?
We have 18,
okay.
But currently we only about 14 is on the dual competition.
Okay, so you have seven teams of two players
each.
Interesting. All right, well, I see I'm getting the quick note that we got to take a quick commercial break. So we will do that, and then we will be right back. You're listening to Sharks Weekly. We're talking HPU Beach Volleyball on this beautiful Thursday. I'm your host, Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sharks Weekly on the Hawaii Sports Radio Networks, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
Aloha. We are back. We are live on the campus of Hawaii Pacific University at Aloha Tower Marketplace in the fabulous DSE Esports Arena. So, we were talking during the break about some of the differences in rules and techniques, and you know, let's talk a little about that. So, is it hard to get yourself sort of out of, you know, the indoor mindset and into the beach mindset and then vice versa? But, you know, how do you prepare for that? How do you, you know, and what are some of those differences in rules that can really hurt a team or a player?
Yeah, I think it's generally the ball handling aspect of the rules in the beach, and the understanding of what you can do at a particular time as you play the ball. The two-hand setting is very, very lax at points when
okay.
you're setting. But on serve receive, you can't use your hands.
So you mean two-hand setting, you kind of carry the ball a little bit more in beach volleyball?
There's a little,
okay.
you know, delay on that you are allowed to do. And with these girls, when they're serve receiving, especially Kylie, she'll take balls with her hands on indoors, but outdoors you can't.
Yeah.
You got to kind of keep your hands together and do a thud kind of sound or so. But they've grown to it, and that's a big transition that a lot of our indoors players had to do while they were outdoor.
Got it. Kylie and Lindsay, what was the toughest thing for you? Did you find yourself having to keep reminding yourself through the season, I can't do that, I'm on the beach here? You know, what came up?
Yeah, basically the double contacts were just really hard to start, or the first contact where you can't take it with, like, open hands. Or tipping the ball, you also have to do like a closed fist, like you can't open hand tip, which is the most challenging, I think, for me. But it also sort of carries over when I go back indoor, then I keep my hand closed or I'm like poking balls over. So it's sort of like both ways. Or in indoor, I'll take balls like the first contact ball with one hand, or like what sort of the beach way, and then in beach I sort of go back to the indoor way. So sometimes it's sort of hard to keep track of which rules are where I'm at. But yeah.
How about you, Kylie?
For me, I'd say for indoor, when you can use your hands basically at any time, and I want to do the beach one where it's like fist closed, like ball coming to my face, like just hit it hard, and that's just not, that doesn't really work out in indoor, and that's just like the mindset switch. Like you have to be like, I'm in indoor, like I can use my hands whenever, or I'm in beach, like I have to tomahawk it or whatever it is. So that's just like the switch you have to realize, like which one you're doing. But that's kind of a challenge sometimes.
Got it. And what's the strategy in terms of matching, you know, the pair that's on the sand, that playing at that moment?
Is it The strategy comes a lot with basically your opponents, your potential opponents as well. You know, we have five pairings that count in the scores. So obviously our top pairing would be our top team and along down 2, 3, 4, 5. But from 1 through 5, it could change week to week because on how they, you know, continue to play. But the pairings, again, as we want to put a defender and a blocker together to complement each other on the transition defense and offense. But, you know, sometimes if you get two DS ball control that can, you know, hit balls standing on the sand and you don't need to jump and get the control in the courts, then obviously you have a good chance in winning, yep. Especially with all the environments with the wind, the sun, the heat of the sand, you know, so.
Now, when you say a blocker and a defender together on the same court, so is that, you know, one defender is up at the net close and the blocker is
the blocker is generally in the back. The defender is in the back row making the reads. You know, and again, there's always that strategy. If the blocker decides not to block, then where do they transition off? And that's where a lot of communication comes into play and understanding how each other plays. And, you know, seeing them, again, be better at that is always nice to see.
Now, do the pairings, you know, get set and pretty much stay set through the year, or do you rotate them and try and find different matches? Do you guys, you know, find a player that you complement well and come to the coach and say, hey, we'd like to try out, you know, being a pair at a game?
Yeah, I've had the same partner the whole time.
Okay.
And I think we just work well together. We have, like, the same mindset, and she's also a blocker and I'm a defender, so
that works out pretty well. Are you guys teammates?
Yeah.
No, different.
Okay. She's actually a defender in beach, and a block or like a front row player in indoor.
But I sort of, I guess I can do both. I have been with a couple of different partners, so I've got to play with a lot of people, and I can say like it's the same game no matter who you're playing with. But I definitely enjoy being more of a defender, so. My partner that I think we've sort of found like the right groove now, we're both sort of in the same boat, like we're both a little bit undersized, but we both can either be a blocker or be a defender, so we sort of just play that game.
So that's
that
good
way.
Versatility, I imagine, and kind of makes the other team not be able to get into a rhythm.
Right, and then again, it's the two there that's strategizing as we coach, we can't coach as the game's going on. So a lot of the strategy takes part on their, you know, knowledge of how things are going. So, you know, I only can let them know certain things during a switchover or the timeout. They got to call a timeout. I don't call the timeout.
Okay.
So they got to make that feel on themselves.
Wow. Now, I know for our listeners that have probably watched beach volleyball in the Olympics and, you know, and other televised events, they see players communicating with signs behind their back and numbers. What does that all mean? And what are you saying to each other?
The numbers basically mean what the blocker is blocking or what they'll pull off to if they're not blocking. So one is their blocking line or they're pulling off line, and then two is angle. So they either block angle or pull off at an angle, and it's each hand is like which person is on the other side.
Okay.
So you could do one of each or two of the same, but it's whoever is like gonna hit either the left or right person on the other side.
Now, do you set those plays every play, or is it occasional? It's calling something, or every single, you know, play you're going to call something where you've got some strategy?
Usually it'd be every time.
Okay.
And if the blocker wants to mix it up, like they'll let you know when you're serving, and yeah. Or I can call it. I could tell her what I want her to block, like when she's serving. So yeah, it can mix up whatever the opponents are doing, you can like match so you have the best opportunities.
Okay, got it. Well, do you guys like to practice? I imagine this has got to be one of the better sports, funner sports to practice, right? You're outdoors, you're on the sand. Do you practice on the beach? Or
I think they love to getting up early.
We've been
doing our sunrise practices before the sun goes up.
Wow.
For setting up the courts.
What a great way to start the day.
Yeah, and it's not as hot as well, so, you know. And they're never late for class, so.
I mean, sometimes it could be fun because then it's out of the way. Like, you don't really have to worry about going to practice later in the day, so you sort of have a nice full day to yourself. Yeah.
What about training? Do you guys have a training regimen? Are you in the weight room or run as a team? But what's sort of the off the court activities that keep the team together and in top shape?
We have lift 3 days a week, and then we have also been training indoor for spring ball and beach volleyball, so we see each other quite a lot through the week.
They've got a pretty tough schedule, you know, with a lot of them being indoors and doing the beach and also keeping up their grades, and that's something I'm proud of as well.
A lot of work. And your teams, of course, are known for being high academic achievers as well as strong performers, you know, on the field or the court or wherever folks are at the moment. What about off season? So you know, so you're done on Sunday. Is that it? Is the season over? Do you have a summer program? You know, how are you going to keep things moving as you finish the season?
I put a lot of trust in them, because when most of them go back home, and they generally get a workout routine that we send to them to keep up with.
Okay.
For girls that you know, stay here on the islands, you know, we'll have open gyms available for them to, you know, continue touching ball.
What about other leagues that you guys will go back and play in? And is that allowed? Or
there's some things that they can't do in terms of leagues. They can probably be in some kind of competition or so, but not receive any monetary gifts or anything like that.
So any non-professional recreational league would be appropriate. Do you have anything lined up? Are you planning to play over the summer?
I'm planning to stay here over summer, so hopefully just getting in the gym here, finding some local clubs I can hop on the court a couple times over the summer. Also just with the same weight training program with our trainer. So that's sort of what I'm up to.
But. Got it. What about you, Kylie?
I'll be home for most of the summer, and I don't know, I'll just probably play some beach with my sister or go to indoor practices or... And definitely do some lifting.
Right.
Kylie's sister is coming in next fall.
Freshman?
No, she'll be a transfer. Yeah.
And we're hoping Kylie here maybe gets a waiver for another year of eligibility.
Due to COVID? Is it COVID?
It's other factors that she's kind of putting an application on to get this waiver. And for them to play as, you know, a sister dual back there, that'd be kind of – a first time making and all those kind
That'd
of things.
That'd be fun. Have you guys played on the same team in a competitive environment before?
No, we've never played on the same team, so this will be the first time I come back next year,
Wow. Well, you know, that was, you know, so many athletes. I know yours was different, but with the extra year of eligibility, it gave so many athletes an opportunity to get one more year before they kind of hung up the, you know, the cleats, the ball, whatever they were playing. And that was the silver lining probably from at least the COVID experience. So, you know, what is the thing that when you look back at the course of the year that you felt the most proud of with this team? You know, when you came through the season, it was obviously a tough season record wise, but you know, what really showed you the resilience or the, you know, the chemistry and the camaraderie of
I think for the girls, it's not giving up. You know, I mean, yes, we started off slow. We had some challenges of trying to mix up and get the right pairings and all that. But, you know, they continue to show up every early morning and get the work in. And then going through their weight programs on Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays, and also doing some indoor. You know, so I'm very proud of them just kind of holding on to what we all believe in.
Now, do you see the teams at some point becoming specialized, or will you continue to have crossover?
Yeah, I think
programs?
There's going to be more specialized, because again, as they go into their upper classes, you know, it's a tough schedule for them to have two varsity sports and trying to, you know, maintain your academics.
Yeah.
So they've done a great job in that. So as they specialize in one, then that can be done. If they feel they can manage their balance in taking two, then obviously we'll have a discussion about that.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge commitment to be a student athlete and keep the academics going and be, you know, obviously a strong contributor to the sport that you're playing in. All right. So, hey, we are going to take another commercial break. You are listening to Sharks Weekly. I'm your host, Jeff Rich, and we will be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Sharks Weekly on the Hawaii Sports Radio Networks, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
And we are back. We are talking beach volleyball here today with HPU's newly anointed, coming off their first year beach volleyball team. So Lindsay and Kylie, I want to talk a bit about your plans over the summer. We were just talking about volleyball over the summer, but you know, when we're a couple weeks away
yeah,
from the end of the semester here. So Kylie, let's start with you. What do you got going? What's the big plan for the summer? Give us a sense of what you're going to be up to.
Not much is planned for me. I'll definitely go home for a little bit and visit with my family and friends.
So you're going back to Georgia?
No, I'm going back to San Diego.
Yes. And Lindsay, you're from Georgia. So San Diego is a big volleyball culture for sure.
Definitely.
So, but you're gonna go home. Are you going to work? Are you going to... I should just set the stage, too. So you're a sophomore, and you're a communications major. Graduate. So you are a master's in educational leadership, which happens to be my degree also.
Really?
And you can see how I put that degree to work, right? So back to what your plans are. Tell us what you got going.
Not much. I mean, I have to find a new apartment to live in over the summer, and that's about it. I mean, I don't have a lot of plans. It's kind of this gray area for me right now because I'll be graduated and I'm not sure what I'm going to do, so I'm going to figure it out.
Nothing
as
with volleyball, no assistant coaching or trying to, you know, help out with a program?
As of right now, no, but who knows? I don't have any strict plans or ideas that I'm going to do, so whatever comes my way is what's going to happen.
Well, when you think about a career or a professional pursuit, you know, are there things that you have interest in? Anything that, you know, you've kind of always thought about might be cool? Because the degree you're getting is a good, versatile degree,
as you can see. Yeah, I don't have plans to be a teacher or anything. Maybe coaching could be fun or, I don't have any real clue to what I want to do for my career.
Well, an MED in educational leadership, yeah, you know, fewer teachers get that. I'm an administrator in higher ed, so that's my master's program. And from an administrative standpoint, it's a great degree to have. Conception stage should be an athletic director, for example.
There you go.
A way to stay kind of in the sport.
Yeah.
All right, well, Lindsay, so you you are the communications major, and you are a sophomore. Mm-hmm. What's the plan this summer?
Sort of like what Kylie said, I don't have too much going on. Hopefully just staying here, finding a job, working, getting some reps in over the summer. That's about it.
Have you lined up a place to stay and everything's all set for the summer?
Yeah, I have my lease until August, I don't have to worry about that until later.
You're going to have friends that are going to come visit from Georgia?
Hopefully. I have a couple friends that have already visited, so I'm trying to get them to come back. My family comes and visits every chance they get, so I'm sure they'll be back soon.
It's not a tough sell, right?
It's not, no.
So you're only in your second year, so you're going to be a junior next year.
Yes.
You know, communications is another good degree that sets you up to do a lot of different things. What do you think about in terms of career aspirations?
I always knew I wanted to do something in sports. So if I can do something like a sports marketing or sports something like this, yeah.
There you go, Paul Sand.
Still trying to figure it out. Whatever I can get my foot in the door with, that's sort of where I'm heading.
You think about sports media, which you sort of outlined as a general interest, do you think about things like what we're doing here, you know, being, you know, on the announcing side of sports, coaching?
Coaching could be that, or even this, probably more behind the scenes.
Okay.
Not like the announcer type, I guess.
Play-by-play.
That's sort of I'm figuring things out.
Okay, so you got time to do it. I don't think I knew what I wanted to do when I was a sophomore in college either. Certainly wasn't thinking about being in marketing. When you guys think about the season, you know, what's the highlight? Give me one moment for each of you that really stood out that you're going to remember, you know, for the rest of your life, and just made it a great year for you.
For me, it was when me and my partner, we won our first game or our first match, because we were really excited. We hadn't won a match yet. And then our mindset going in was like, we just want to win one set. Like, that's all we want, just one set. And then we ended up going 2-0 that day, me and my partner. So that was exciting.
It's a good day.
And also just like funny moments in practice. Just the learning curve with everyone was really funny to watch.
Just were some players less familiar with playing beach volleyball than others,
and it was like my girl Lindsay here. She likes to just fall down sometimes, and that was really funny. And it's just like people diving in the sand and just doing funny stuff at practice was always a good time.
Nice. What about you, Lindsay? Something really stood out.
I can't really think of any moments right now, but every day is always just so fun, getting to hang out with all of our teammates and just having a good, like she said, having a good laugh or having a fun time. And we do a lot of playing, which is my favorite type of practice. So a lot of scrimmaging against each other. But
nice. Yeah. When the teams are scrimmaging, are you letting them play and then sort of giving coaching advice after? Or are you?
Yeah, we'll set a goal. We'll talk to each pair and say, hey, let's work on these kind of strategies, and you got to figure it out there, because again, you'll be playing against different opponents during those kind of situations. So it's a good thing to see how they react to it and how do you demand each other to be better. I still get a kick out of them when I think we started a practice and it started to rain in the beach, and they were asking, like, are we continuing to practice? Like, we're in the beach, you'll get wet, and you're fine. And they stayed in there and took the brunt of the rain.
Wow.
And started continuing to practice. We had sand sticking all over them, and, that's the nature of what they do. They just continue to play.
Is beach volleyball a sport that will be called if it rains too hard?
There's some, requirements that needs to be met to be playable, you hear the lightning and thunder. Actually, there were some thunder at one point, so they all looked at us like, are we still practicing here? So, but it was fun.
Wow. So are you given the opportunity, let's say, you dive for, you're digging something and you go and you're rolling in the sand, now you're covered in sand. Can you run into the water real quick? And no, they won't let you do that? Yeah. So you got to play covered in sand, huh?
Yeah, there's no water breaks.
No swim
no
breaks.
No ocean breaks, yeah. But they'll give you a chance to turn around and dust all sand as you can off.
Yeah, I guess it's probably an incentive to not roll in the sand any more than you have to, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
What did you guys do from players' point of view to keep, the camaraderie and the chemistry up, when the season becomes a bit of a grind, you're not having the outcomes maybe that you're hoping for? But how did you guys keep a positive spirit and keep everybody together and working towards a common sense of purpose?
I think just like being there on the side of the court, like when your teammates are playing, because there's a lot of people that are off. So when you're watching, like being supportive and like cheering on your teammates and just making sure like they know that you're there to support them and cheer them on when they're playing.
Okay.
Yeah, basically just being supportive. That's the biggest thing you can do. And sort of being on the court with one other person, it's a little easier to just talk to them and, what's going on? Like, we can do this better or do this better. Like, how can we help each other? So it's a little bit easier in that aspect, but also the team supporting, like, sitting behind the courts, cheering everyone on. It's always nice.
Now, do you, if you guys think about, social activities for the team, are you thinking both, indoor and beach? Is everybody kind of blending together, or do you sort of separate out based on the season? If we're going to do something as a team and the players are driving and not coaching, do you focus just on the beach players, or do you invite the hard court players as well?
As of right now, everyone who was on the indoor team is also on the beach
so
team.
Complete.
So there's not anyone that's like strictly one place.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to get everyone together because everyone's a part of the same thing.
Got it.
If that makes sense.
What about any interesting or fun team activities like community service that you guys did this year, or team outings that were really memorable?
I know one of our teammates, Marley, threw like a little brunch for all of us. So she made us breakfast and did the whole team over, and it was really fun. But as long as for community service,
or the beach.
Oh yeah, we did do a beach cleanup.
What beach?
the Waikiki Aquarium.
Big Queens. Oh, yeah. We did. All right, everybody, any listeners that live out and use that beach, you can thank the HBU Beach Volleyball Team for a nice, clean beach this year. Yeah,
we did that very well.
Nice. What about any tough moments, aside from some of the, the outcomes that that you didn't get, but, were there any adversities that you guys really had to work through?
Well, the reason why I chuckle on that is I think the last week, Lindsay had a tough match, and she had her glasses on, but I know there was some tears coming down and all that, so I just had to check up on her and see if everything's okay, and again, moments happen, and she kind of came around and then continued on and finished off the day and competed. So that's, again, some resilience in her to keep going.
Kind of power through that, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely a tough match, a lot of frustration. Sometimes that'll get to me, you just got to let it out a bit and keep it pushing right after.
Well, it's a testament to good coaching and just great players to be able to work through a season when you're not getting the outcomes that you're looking for and to keep it together and to really be supportive of each other. You guys definitely have that. And I think you were pretty supportive of other sports around campus as well. I think it seems like the HPU teams really support each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think some of the girls have gone to the softball games and baseball games and stuff like that and basketball.
Yeah. So, terrific. All right, well, we are about to take our last commercial break of the season for the Sharks Weekly radio broadcast. But stay with us. We will be right back in a couple minutes, and we'll wrap it up. You are listening to Sharks Weekly. I'm your host, Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sharks Weekly on the Hawaii Sports Radio Networks, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
And we are back for our final segment of the year. And hey, before we jump back into our conversation with HPU Beach Volleyball, I just want to give a big thank you and shout out to our amazing sponsors who make this show possible every week. So thank you, Physiotherapy and IAA Bowl, Duke's Waikiki, Hula Grill, Giovanni Pastrami, the Bank of Hawaii, Outrigger Resorts and Hotels, Equus, Kawazoe Group, Waiea Water, Island Insurance, Caswell Orthodontics, JN Auto, Hawaii USA Federal Credit Union, F3 Energy, and Westpac Wealth Partners. Thank you so much for your support on behalf of Hawaii Pacific University and HPU Athletics. You guys make it possible for us to have this conversation every Thursday. So we were talking during the break about you guys have gotten a lot of inquiries from aspiring players who are looking at college careers, and they look to you for mentorship, I imagine, and as role models. And you were saying during the break that a lot of players are starting to think about expressing interest in, can I play beach volleyball, maybe being an indoor hard court player, or can I play both sports? That's got to be rewarding to sort of get on the map and to start to influence how other younger athletes think about their future. What's that been like, and what sort of conversations have you guys had maybe with high school players or younger players that have looked to you for mentorship?
Well, I mean, you want to answer that? If you guys have talked to any juniors or anything like that, for me, it's more, the inquiries through email and just kind of knowing that we have a beach program started, and these girls that's emailed me is just strictly indoor players. So the conversation we have is an opportunity to play both, and obviously I would say that, if you played beach and they see that our indoor players are playing beach, so obviously they're going to kind of keep their horizon open and say, that could a good possibility at HPU. Some schools may not. I don't know what other schools may do as far as they, specifically say for one sport, but if we are allowing that, we could bring, more students, athletes here on the islands at generally HPU to have that experience. And that's what we're trying to do as a program, is to kind of provide that experience that they're looking for as a collegiate athlete. And why not be here in Hawaii, So
they're the best place I think you'd want to play for sure. I'm sure there's some good places in California too, but nothing beats Hawaii beaches. Chenik, we were saying before the show and talked a little bit in the early segment about next year's schedule and getting some teams on the West Coast on the schedule. So how does that work? And I imagine you'll be working on that over the summer?
Actually I'm in touch with a few of them now, and we're trying to set up some dates. I just got an email a few days ago. It says April is going to be hard, so March would be good. You know, so obviously we're going to look into our March schedule, okay. You know, and see what is a good week to be out there 5 days or so and get 3 or 4 matches in. And that way, you know, we can be halfway through our minimums and enjoy the rest of our stuff here in the islands because we'd love to play at home.
Now, is that
away.
Totally freeform and open that you can contact whatever programs
yeah.
you know, you're interested in playing?
Currently, we're not in a conference.
Okay.
So we're kind of independent. We're out there searching for matches. So any chance we get to get a quality match, we'll definitely look into it.
Has there been talk about the PacWest starting a conference?
Yeah, we're hopeful. We've Kahala, Vishwamanad, we've talked to Hilo to maybe potentially get something there as well.
They've had a beach program for a while.
No, they haven't started at all. And I know Vanguard, which is coming into the PacWest, has a team. Concordia currently has a team, so that's already going to be 4. You know, all we need is I think 8 to be considered a conference. So if we're going to have 14 institutions in the PacWest conference with volleyball indoor.
Yeah.
So if they, you know, decide to put something on, that'd be awesome.
I would think that it's inevitable. I mean, the sport is just growing in popularity, I would imagine that schools are going to want to jump on that bandwagon and provide another opportunity for their athletes to get volleyball. Season complementing the indoor season. So when you think about recruiting, how's that looked? Have you, you know, had a good recruiting year? Are you still working, I imagine, to kind of wrap things up for next year?
For the beach recruiting, yes, there's been good inquiries. And obviously we, I want to say we probably have 3 right now, strictly beach.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to, you know, again, increase our roster, which will allow us to continue to compete. You know, we want to be as competitive as we can. And I think our beach program is definitely going to be moving forward. And we're excited about that.
Nice, nice. So what is the – well, first of all, do you guys want to give any shout-outs to anybody at home or any players? I know before we wrap up, I know some folks like to do that, but anything you want to say to the folks back home? No?
I don't know if anyone's listening.
Let's hope they are.
I love you, Mom. And Dad.
There you go. All right, equal. All right, Dad caught that.
I'd throw that in there.
Well, you know, I think, you know, the audience, I'm always surprised too. I've heard lately a few people come up to me and say, "Oh yeah, I heard the show and you guys are so fun to listen to." So I think we have an audience out there for sure. But you know, it's been just an amazing year, and I feel honored to have had an opportunity to speak with our fantastic coaches who all are working to create these amazing programs, cultures of excellence. And I think what amazes me the most about the students that I've had the good fortune to speak with this year is just the level of professionalism that they bring, you know, the commitment both to academic excellence as well as athletic excellence. And I think that's just a testament to the excellent culture that that Debbie, Debbie Snell, our athletics director, our executive athletic director, has built, and Jenik Yu is the head coach of 2 programs here at HPU, and all the other amazing coaches I've had an opportunity to talk with this year. It feels good to be a part of that, doesn't it?
Definitely do, and we thank you, and you know, allowing us to take part in this program, and I'm sure our athletes here are excited to just kind of get on the radio show and speak and promote their sport as well. And it's been fun for me, and I'm sure all the girls enjoyed it as well.
Well, it's been fun for me too, and it's been a great year. I know we're looking at doing some interesting things for next year's season 2, some segments. I think we've got 1 segment in the works that we're going to call Rituals, where we'll ask players to come in and kind of, okay, what professional athlete has a ritual that you've always sort of found interesting or maybe modeled something after, and then, you know, what's yours? How have you done it? And we're thinking about actually making that more of a social media segment too, so we've got some content for our live stream. And that is just a reminder for our listeners. Yes, Daryl, thank you. You are amazing, and you give us this venue and this platform to have this conversation every Thursday morning. So thank you so much for your support for the university and our athletics programs. And, boy, we are just spreading the love around this morning. Is there anybody else we should give some love to? Paul, anybody you want to shout out to?
I mean, one, you guys, are you celebrating senior day this weekend? So
Sunday.
So everybody should make sure they make their way out to that. I know on HSRN, we'll have softball this weekend. We'll have some baseball this weekend. A ton of senior days, especially for our friends over at Beach. If you like to spend time in the sun at the beach and see some pretty good volleyball, see some fun competitive action, I think that that is probably the biggest shout out I want to give, just because I mean, at the end of the day, we're all about giving the recognition to the athletes and the student athletes who put out all the work. So we appreciate you guys. We wish you luck this weekend, and we hope to see a massive crowd out for the final couple of matches.
The final two matches, 8 a.m. Saturday and 8 a.m. Sunday, both games against Chaminade. But definitely turn out to Queens Beach and cheer the team on Saturday morning. And you guys are going to finish the season up and the year for HPU with a strong performance. And you're going to knock Chaminade off the court, right? Off the sand. All right, well, I hear the music, and that means that we are wrapping it up for today and for the year. So thank you to our wonderful listeners for supporting the program. We love you, and we thank HPU, and we look forward to a great summer and coming back strong in the fall. Everybody have an amazing summer.
Another year brings new and old faces together for the common goal of striving for academic and athletic excellence. The Hawaii Sports Radio Network on 95.1 FM and AM 760 in conjunction with Hawaii Pacific University proudly presents Sharks Weekly, a deep dive into HPU athletics and who are this week's standout performers. Which program is making a splash in the classroom, community, and on the field? What are the upcoming schedules? All these questions answered and more. Coming live from the HPU Esports Arena, powered by DSC Hawaii, on the Hawaii Pacific University campus at Aloha Tower Marketplace. Here's your host, Hawaii Pacific University.